KYMX and HD1 Sacramento. Mix 96. Today's hits. Yesterday's favorites.
All right, cheaters beware. Women are coming up with great ideas for revenge.
Mix 96 for Dana Michelle.
And it's the passive-aggressive style of revenge, so it's kind of fun.
So you like the passive-aggressive style?
Well, I just think
not pulling the Carrie Underwood on some dude's truck.
Right.
That's flat-out aggressive-aggressive.
Well, most of us would love to do that, right? Like smash out a window,
It's a crime.
Exactly. So, is it worth doing jail time?
Or getting a citation, yeah.
Do you want to have to hire an attorney? Like, how mad are you? You're already having to get one for your divorce. Like, I need someone who can defend me for...
I mean, but you have money to waste. Sure, go for it.
Well, I think this is clever. It's not original, but it hasn't been done as much. A woman in England had a message for her cheating husband, a very big public message.
Okay.
Her name, only known as Lisa, she dumped her cheating husband via billboard.
Oh, so she's got some money to spend.
You know, the person who sold her the advertising spot on the billboard said she paid... three figures. So, like $600.
Three figures. That's something you don't normally hear.
Three figures.
I dropped three figures.
So, I mean, $600, really awesome revenge, especially since, I mean, let's be honest, a lot of people, even here, drive on 80.
You're
going to
see the same billboards.
If you know the route your husband takes.
Yeah.
So, here's what the message read. To my cheating husband, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
You deserve each other. When you get home, I won't be there. Enjoy your drive to work, Lisa.
Woof.
Yeah.
She signed it with her name.
Uh-huh.
So it was clear.
And it was up there. It must have been one of those electronic billboards because I did see it, but it was hard to tell. And, I mean, it was prominent. It displayed right there during the morning rush. Anybody who knows Paul and Lisa, they're like,
yeah.
And he's over there going like, what? It was Jake from State Farm.
Well, she sounds hideous.
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Khakis. Why don't we know that? Come on.
How bad would it be if it was all a misunderstanding?
Look around you.
And experience the difference.
It's Dan and Michelle. Mix 96.
I found myself to you.
Mix 96. Today's hits, yesterday's favorites.
Do you have any passive-aggressive office memos at your place of work?
Mix 96, we're Dan and Michelle. Good morning.
I did work this one place up in Oregon. And the owner of this company was so incredibly cheap. He was trying to save money everywhere. So, you know, we brought in our own coffee. Not a big deal. Not like coffee's a requirement. That I'm not complaining about.
Yeah, that's a nice perk if you've got it.
Yeah, it's not required, whatever. But in the bathroom, one way to save money, he would go to a box store like Costco and not... I think he actually made it 2-ply. He made 1-ply toilet paper.
That's so gross. Like, he manhandled your TP.
Yeah. And then, okay, and you know how these corporations are. Like, if you have a toilet paper dispenser, sometimes they get caught. The toilet paper gets caught. Mm-hmm. Well, imagine 2-ply going to 1-ply. So you'd have these little tiny pieces of toilet paper that end up on the floor.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Do you remember in grade school, like, you would pull out, like, one square at a time?
Oh, yeah. Annoying.
It was so nice to go to high school.
Yeah, all the perks of high school. So anyway, we'd have these little pieces of toilet paper on the floor. Well, he got frustrated with this, the owner I'm talking about, so he left a memo right by the toilet that says, I'm tired of seeing toilet paper on the floor. If you need directions on how to use toilet paper, come see me.
Could you imagine?
Signed, Dwayne, the owner. Like, he put his name on this memo.
Wow.
Like, that's how mad he was about the toilet paper.
Did he have an instructional video? Like, was he going to go in and spot you?
I can't tell you how tempted I was to go, yes, sir, I'm going to need a tutorial on how to use toilet paper. How much fun would that be, right? I mean, seriously. It would annoy the snot out of him because it was obviously sarcastic.
Right.
But it'd be fun.